How's everybody? Good. First off, address the obvious. I know it's what everybody wants to hear. I really don't have any information for you as far as Sam is concerned. We'll go back and we'll do tests tomorrow. I'm very optimistic for his quick return. And that's also going to be the case with Tremaine. We just don't know. But it was difficult for our team there to have those things happen, and then you know, Roger, and then Kendall, and then Brock. And so we'll be busy in the morning diagnosing, to the extent of which the injuries are. I can't make any predictions as to whether anybody's going to be back for Miami or Minnesota or what have you. We'll get the information to you as quickly as we can. But I don't want the injuries to be the focus of this game. To me, this was a third preseason game. We set our sights high. We stressed the players a little bit more this week as far as doing some more things. And I think we accomplished what we needed to accomplish tonight, defensively, offensively, in the run game. We tackled better. And, obviously we had some mistakes that we got to correct, but that's usually going to be the case in the second half of these games. So, questions?
So, on Tremaine Johnson, did you say you don't know yet?
I cannot give you details on anybody's situation right now until we get back and do our testing, the MRIs.
There was a report that Bradford suffered, that the ACL was fine. Can you comment on that at all?
Who's saying that?
Schefter.
Oh, I didn't see Adam in the locker room or in the training room today. That's funny. If you see him, tell him I said hi. Okay. Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, he knows everything. So.
Did you have a chance to talk to Sam?
I've talked to Sam. He's fine. He's upbeat. And he's fine. Okay. So we'll see.
What's your understanding of what happened on the play?
It appeared to be, again, I can't speculate, but it appeared just to be a hyperextension. Of the same knee, but he's walking around fine inside right now. That's all I can tell you. Okay.
So that's a good sign. Also, no card. Did he walk off on his own power? Do you read that as maybe a good sign?
Yes, I do. But again, we'll get you the information. I'm pretty upfront as far as the information is concerned once we get it. I just can't tell you. It'd be really unfair for me to be Adam Schefter-like, okay?
I know your philosophy has always been to sort of build week by week and play your guys a lot before a game. Do you rethink that at all and deal with as much as you don't?
Well, unfortunately for everybody, we've got to go to 75. So we've got to be prudent about how we get there because we also have to finish this game. But we're gonna play, guys. We got guys that starters that need to play a little bit more. I mean, Jake played more plays than we expected because he wanted to play more plays than we expected. And I thought Roger did a nice job while he was in there. Jenks came back and played, and we'll be getting starters back next week as well, or players back next week that didn't play today. So we'll just the last preseason games are important. And we're going to go out there and play hard.
Did you have to adjust at all how long you wanted to play, guys, just when people started falling? Did you change?
No, the only adjustment we made was offensively because the way time of possession was going. And, we got the turnover. And so, we played the defensive guys just about where we thought we expected to play them. But we started making changes offensively a little earlier.
I know you've been at this a while and you've seen a lot. But is there a point when starter after starter is being looked at by a trainer where you go, oh, geez, what's going on?
Yeah, it was. This was a first-time thing for us to that extent. But again, we're hopeful and we're encouraged that they'll all be back.
Robinson did not start today. Any reason for that?
The only reason was we wanted to get Roger some work in there at the guard spot, and get him in there to work between both Jake and Scott, and he did. Wasn't anything that Greg's done. Greg played an awful lot of both positions, and he's going to be a good player for us.
So you like what you've seen, obviously, from Joseph at right guard then?
Davin's playing well, yeah, at right guard. Yeah, that's why we brought him here.
We
just gave him a chance to run behind the first offensive line. We know what Zach can do. So.
All right. Did you get a good view of the Michael Sam, Johnny Manziel side on that one? Did you see on that play?
I was on the sideline, yeah. Yeah, I was happy for Mike. Mike's worked real hard, and, it's back-to-back weeks where he's gotten a sack. So, and he made... Looks like you made a few other effort plays, which are good.
You, I guess you saw your bench went nuts with the sack. I don't know if that was in favor of Sam or anti-Manziel. But, feelings on that?
I would suspect that they were cheering their teammate on.
Any guess?
All right, thank you.